Welcome to the Coffee with Curls podcast, a place to have an honest conversation about everyday life while investing the knowledge into our higher selves. Make sure you sip on something good while getting an eargasm full of real. Stay tuned to a brand new episode. You're now listening to Season 5, Episode 8, Prima Vibes, Part 2. Gorgeous people, it is your girl Mimi once again on this mic with a brand new episode and a special guest, which I had on back on Episode 14, Season 2. This episode dropped April 15, 2019, which is insane. But because I feel we have such great conversations, I had to have her again. And this is my prima. Introduce yourself.
Hey. Hi. It's me, your girl, Angie.
Hey.
Back at it again. How are you?
I'm so glad to have you on. I'm going to tell you something. We always have great conversations. And one thing that I always enjoy, that I'm like, man, we should talk about that shit and share it. You know what I mean? Like,
oh my God, tell me about it. Yes. I tell you, the things that we talk about, it's real talk. It's everyday situation. And it's almost like it shocks everybody. It's like when you have those similarities, especially when you share with your girlfriends or coworkers, yes, or a friend of a friend that's going through something similar. It's hilarious see how people go through everyday shit and feel the things that we feel.
Absolutely.
It's not just women. So please don't think this is all about women. It's men too.
Yes.
Men too. Men got feelings. That's what
men
we
got
it.
Feelings.
Men got feelings.
They too. And so I figured, I'm like, I got to do another episode with her. I was like, we got to talk about some randomness. So expect that on this episode. There's going to be super random about multiple topics that I feel like right now that we can talk about so many things. So many things. But you know, I'm going to start it off with, this is random because I really don't do gossip. But this is, I believe, is juicy enough to talk about.
I'll bring it.
The whole Kourtney Kardashian and Travis. Yes.
Oh, God. Kourtney.
Kourtney.
You know what? Let me start off with saying this. And this is okay. Just my opinion.
Okay.
You know, just a girl with facts and opinions over here raising her hand. I actually do like Kourtney. I will give Kourtney this. Out of all of them, she is the less dramatic, the quote-unquote boring with no drama, the least favorite, and the one that's always got basically a stick up her ass. Because let's face it, she's like the Gwyneth Paltrow of the Kardashians. Let's just stamp that right there.
That's a good analogy.
No gluten. I hope you know that my analogy comes from what she's done with herself. So she's very low key, but not really.
Yeah,
she moves in different waves in the sense of she took the Gwyneth route in the sense that she started her thing called Poosh or Posh. I can't even pronounce.
I think
shit.
It's Posh. Yes,
Posh. Whatever, some bougie ass word, you know, that you could reference the same as Goop, which is for the other one. But yes, what I love about Kourtney, I love about Kourtney, is she's not afraid to be her. You know,
right.
Like if she's bougie, she owns it. If she doesn't like something, she owns it. You know, and with this thing going on now with what's his name again?
Travis Barker,
whatever. I just remember him from Blink 182.
I do too. Okay. Yes.
Hell of a drummer. Hell yes. of a drummer. But it's such an odd couple, right? Because it's like, I know she likes the exotic looking men, as you can see from her past ex. I mean, Scott, the other, I don't know if he was a soccer player or a model, whatever the fuck.
Oh, yes. I remember
the
guy.
She has an exotic taste that you could say, damn, I like that. I like that. I like that, that caramel that you're going with. And now to end up with this guy, I find it in a way kind of cute, but at the same time, like, I wonder if this is all strategy. You know, of course, you know that he's with MGK. MGK is bring out this band. They're trying to put it out there. You know, anything that you stamp a Kardashian to is always going to catch, as we call it, clout. It's going to catch attention. People are going to be talking about it. Now, I'm not saying that for him, he got with a Kardashian to try to like blow himself up. But let's be real. For the past week, he's blown up. Like, he's everybody knows.
They do.
Everybody knows his name and everybody knows a little bit more about him.
They do. But you know what? Okay, so this is what I like. I guess this is a conversation I've even been seeing online, right? So let's go a little deeper. So we understand that she has three kids with Scott, right? And of course, she's
starting to. He has kids too.
Right. But I'm looking at like at the perspective of like Courtney to me has been kind of not the background, but yeah, a little bit. I guess I could see where the Gwyneth Paltrow analogy comes in. But for her to be in a space, I kind of like. I really enjoying seeing her, this sexy side of her, of this girl being como coqueta. Like I've never seen that side of her in coqueta, like very that feminine that I'm like, okay, girl, be in your shit. Like I love that coquetaness that she has going on. You know, I've never seen her with no PDA with Scott ever.
You know what? I'm gonna bet my money. And you can even take a poll with your viewers. Oh, which I think this would be an excellent poll for Instagram stories. How many believe that maybe she's always been like that? It's just that because she wasn't the focal spotlight, the spotlight wasn't always on her. Mm. We never knew about it. Or we could say, as we say, it takes a man to make a bitch snap. And after a couple of wrong turns, Stella, or we won't call her Stella because she's not black, we'll say Courtney found her groove back.
But so you know what it is?
Interesting. It would be interesting.
But I must say too, and we talked about this in the background, I feel like different people bring different sides of you.
Absolutely. And you evolve from every single relationship.
I hope you do. Absolutely. That's the point, right? The evolution.
Absolutely. Listen, even it could be the smallest things. So for us regular normal folks, we could say, okay, maybe we lost weight, or maybe we changed our hair, or maybe we moved, we did a career change, or we decided to, you know, focus on different type of men. It's small little steps that we take, right?
It is.
But
yes.
With Courtney, I tell you, I feel, again, I think she's really smart. I give her that. I feel that when the spotlight is not always on you, you get away with murder.
Well, that's true too.
You do. You're on a different wave. You're on a different spectrum. Like, you can honestly say the girl's never had any drama, only the Scott Disney drama. And even then, she's like, listen, I'm not this boy's mama, and I'm not trying to be. So, middle finger to him, and I'm going to try to find my happiness.
And I like, there's a different glow about her. That it's nice to see, because I think because of course the other ones had a lot of, you know, their attention to me is a little different, but to see this side of her of like, this is what it looks like when you loved in this entirety, you know, that
I don't like, doubt that she is happy, because
yes,
focuses. I don't doubt it.
It's like
you could see it on that girl's face.
Bien coqueta. I was like, all right, girl, you get it. You know,
that's right. Did we see her? Did you not see her in the pic where she looked like she was sucking on something and it was his thumb?
Yes,
like, when you ever seen him? When you ever give that, and we all know what that automatically means.
We know what that means.
You suck it on the thumb, you know.
We know.
We know you like eggplant. So
okay.
Stop.
Which is fine, no judgment, but I'm just saying that.
Which is fine. And you're doing it so publicly.
Yes.
Girl, I see your shine. I see you happy.
I see you loving it. I love it. I love seeing when women feel so comfortable just being even absolutely. That way. Like, I think it's beautiful, like, for a woman to feel that comfortable to show that PDA and just be in that moment. You know, some people may think, because like, I was watching something and people are like, oh my God, that's too much. I don't think so, but that's also a personal choice. So I don't judge people that if they want to show PDA like that, like, live your best life. Like, you know what, loosen up, you know. Listen, with all this shit going on in this world right now, loosen the fuck up a bit.
I also feel that when you're in love, let's face it, you don't think about it. You just do it.
Nothing. You do. You're like, I'm going to tell you something, because we're kind of in this topic thing. You know what I miss? This is going to be, because this is girl talk, people. This is me and my cousin. This is how we talk. That high school shit.
What we would give to go back to those days.
Right?
The days where we were dancing. The days where we actually interacted with
absolutely.
One another. The days where we actually hung out. Hangout now is like, my phone is a hangout.
By yourself.
I'm sorry. I don't live in virtual world. I'm not that movie of, what was that movie back in the 80s where the girl was drawn up, that she was Kim Basinger, that she was drawn up like a cartoon.
I know.
She literally lived in that virtual world.
I don't live in that world. Girl.
I'm a real person. Real feelings.
Yes.
Real skin. A body. A face. You know
something. Like, I miss that. Like, yo, write me a little note. You know what I'm saying? Write me a note and be like, yo, I miss you. You know what I'm saying? Like, just like those simple things of, I think some of it, of course, was the innocence, right? The naiveness of it.
Yes.
I think it was because it was so pure. You know what I mean? That we didn't know and our emotions were high, I think, in both sides.
Absolutely.
And like, it was
just think, before, when we used to write, remember pen paling?
Girl.
Little love notes. Remember yes. writing letters to each other when that used to be a thing in high school?
Yes.
Before social media, whenever you would go after a person, what was the first thing you would say? First of all, bitch, and you would just spill your heart and soul on a letter. Before you throw out, you know, y'all throw down, as we say, okay. which is fighting, before the confrontation escalates, like face to face, right?
Yes.
Now, what do you have? You have Twitter wars, you have Facebook wars, you have IG wars, and then you got real war where people are stirring up literally on-site wars.
I can't.
Ridiculous.
I can't.
So,
I
do. Can we just say, bring me back to an age where we didn't have this social media shit, but let me have a select button on when to have social media on and when not to have social media on. Like an on and off button.
On and off. But you know what? I'm going to go into this, right? Because we're like, it's all going along with the same thing. So it was yesterday. I posted, you know, the 90s where there were memories and no evidence. Right,
yes,
like the
'90s
was bomb, and I can get lost in that whole era of just the '90s of, like, especially like growing up in New York. When
absolutely.
I talk about this to people, I'm like, growing up in New York and being at the that era of when music was popping, fashion, because listen, oh, I'm about that life, fashion, you know what I'm saying? And we'll talk about that in a second.
You're not saying no lies. You're not saying no lies.
Was popping. Era R&B, reggae, when reggae and hip-hop combines, típico, bachata, you know, it was like you had to be there to understand that vibe.
What that was about. Absolutely.
You had to be there in the club.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
These were days where, again, social interaction.
Yes.
We met face-to-face. We hung out. We talked. We danced. Remember dancing? Yeah. Bailando bachata, because bachata didn't come out of nowhere. You had to dance. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, no ta vaina. You guys are out here pretending to say this bachata. I posted about that. That's not bachata. Bachata, for people that don't know, bachata was not accepted for a very long time. It was considered like hick music, you know. And it's crazy how I see how people have. I mean, it's great that's being embraced, right? All that stuff. But what I don't like is they gentrify my bachata. Stop it. But back to our 90s talk.
And this being Dominicans, too. Like, Dominicans actually, they call that to be very low-class music.
Yes.
And look how it has evolved. Like, it has blown up.
It has.
Blown up. Like,
for sure.
Everybody knows what bachata is now.
Everybody.
But going back to what you were talking about, the 90s.
The 90s.
Were rich. The 90s were innocence. The 90s were where creativity was just flowing.
It was. I'm going to tell you something. Only the people that truly, truly know me know how much I love music. And they don't understand the amount of, like, how I love R&B. And I remember doing my own damn mix CDs.
Oh my God, on the cassette.
First, because I used to record that shit and cut it. Because remember, you used to go get the Maxwell cassette. You would try to record your favorite song from Hot 97, because Hot 97 at the time was popping.
Of course. Of course.
And try not to get the DJ to talk over your shit. I'm like, hello. Please don't talk over my music.
I mean, the one that we couldn't avoid was
Funkmaster Flex. Ay, Dios mío. To this day.
And still throwing bombs like, guy, just move
my
to
guy.
Baghdad. Just move to Baghdad,
like, stop.
And run all these bombs.
Like stop
crazy.
It.
Crazy.
Like,
yes,
no.
You are so, so right. Like, music was energy. Music was feeling.
Yes.
Music was everything. And we lost that. We lost
that.
What do we hear nowadays that you could say, damn, that's authentic. Damn, that's a new sound. Damn, that's no. It's
nada.
All copied from the 80s and 90s, even 70s.
Well, you know what it is?
That?
Well, music has been recycled, so I don't think it's so much that for me. For me, it's that everybody sounds the same. When I growing up, there was a thing about taking pride of being an individual. Well, now everybody wants to be the same. So I think that's for me where I have an issue, because so many music have been remixed from, you know, 50s, 60s, 70s, even back in the 90s.
But, absolutely.
Like, R&B, it doesn't even seem to be a thing anymore. And the crazier thing of that is, like, I find some amazing artists. Like, I find them on my own. It's like, if I'm following one person who's doing R&B, and then they, like, shout out somebody. I'm a music head, so I'm always looking for new music. So I always find stuff. It's just not commercialized, which is unfortunate, right? Because R&B is amazing. And like now I'm really gotten into like Afrobeat. Afrobeat has that vibe, you know, like I love it. Pero to live in the era where the music was so diversified, that you was there to see the band, like especially like, yo, 7x7, let's talk about it.
Oh yes, the Casa Quisqueya, of course.
Talk about it. People that don't know.
7x7, for folks that don't know, so there was a famous or infamous
infamous,
I don't know what they call it now, but it was an infamous club that we used to go to called Casa Quiqueya. Before it was Casa, it changed to Casa Borinque, or yeah. Casa Borinque, then Casa Quiqueya, or Casa Quiqueya to Casa Borinque. Either right. ways, I don't care. I love my Boricuas. It's Dominican. Yeah. It's all island love. The bottom yes. line is, they used to always have a siete por siete, so it's seven bands. And I think it was $7 that they used to charge, if not
in the
more.
Beginning. And the in first, the but then, yes.
But then it became a hit because all of these bands, they kept on getting popular and blowing up. Mm-hmm. So then that $7 turned into $20. But yeah. people, when I tell you that there was nothing like live music where you could say, damn, it was improvised. The music was improvised. The sound was improvised. And mm-hmm. you just got a whole lot of creativity going on, you know, yeah. at these clubs. And people were vibing.
Oh,
vibing.
It was a lot. Like, there was nobody standing. When I tell you folks were dancing.
Nobody.
Till 4 a.m, it out a lot. Like, you was going in there, it out a lot. It was like not even... I never felt the vibe, like, I don't know, like, uno bailaba con cualquiera. It wasn't like this thing, I'm like, oh, you're trying to get with me, I'm trying to get with you. Not that right, that didn't no. happen, but it was more like, yo, we here to dance. All right, vamos a bailar. ¿Tú qué bailas de merengue? Vamos a bailar esta merengue.
And, you know, in Casa Quiqueya, it was all about showing them skills, them
dancing. Okay.
Because you had some people, we had certain salsa folks that I, yes. I remember them.
Yes.
You had some bachata folks and you had some hip hop folks.
Yes.
That could break dance, that could do their thing on the dance floor.
Girl.
It was no joke. It was a real thing. And again, it comes back to what I was telling you about that creativity of being you, being authentic, showing yeah. that authenticity of where we're from, what we're doing, and this is what it is. And
exactly.
you just don't see that anymore. And it's unfortunate. But I can honestly tell you that I'm so blessed and so grateful that at least I come from that era and I could speak on that era.
Yes. You know, I mean, the memories.
The memories. You remember how we would rush going to Lane High School?
Yeah.
Lane heads. Everything that happened. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
And let me tell you.
And if we had that Monday as a holiday, we would talk about it on Tuesday too.
Okay. I'm going to tell you something. So let me give you a little background. Yeah, we were high school students, but you got to look at the time. Like, it wasn't as strict as it is now when it came to, like, IDing people. And maybe my ass shouldn't have been there, but it was just different. It really was. It was just, like, about, you know, having a good time. It was absolutely. Really about having a good time. There was another place that was called the Showboat. And I'm going to tell you yes. about the Showboat. The Showboat was kind of the same. And let me tell you something. If y'all don't know, I love Luis Vargas. And I also love Anthony Santo. And at that time, they always had this rivalry, like, you know, one against the other. You know, who's going to win? And well, I was like, day. Really? To this day, right?
New music alert.
They yeah.
still got that beef going. It's been ages,
I love it.
And they still got that beef. They still got that beef going. This is how you could tell that hardcore music connoisseurs
yes.
are diehard fans of their crafts.
Yeah.
So like they love their craft. They're gonna die with it and they're gonna stick with it. These two have always butted heads. And
always.
They've always thrown shit at each other, literally shit. At each
oh,
other.
Girl.
And they're great. They're goats.
They're goats. They they're goats.
They're goats.
They're goats. Let me tell you something. They're goats. Like, if y'all think Romero is goat, no. Romero has
no.
learned from these people.
Exactly.
And there's so many others. But I'm going to tell you my little Luis Vargas story, though. I was at the Showboat. You couldn't tell me nothing. I had, remember City Line? And you know they had them stores.
Yes.
I got my yes. cute little outfit, top and bottom, for $20. You know what I'm saying? At that time, my waist was a damn 30. So I was sitting here getting these damn little flingy outfits. And yo estaba bailando, and he pulls me on stage, and I am dancing on that stage. I'm like, oh, yeah, this is my moment. Dame esa guitarra, cintura. I was like, you couldn't tell me nothing.
Girl, how about I send you a picture of when I went on stage to dance.
Con quien? Con quien?
And I'm not proud of it. When you find that. But it was at St. Michael's Church.
Oh my God. Okay, St. Michael's, for you guys that don't know, is in Brooklyn too.
That's right. And it's literally a church.
It's a church.
It had a hall.
With some amazing parties. Yes.
That used to be rented out to throw amazing parties so that they could do fundraising for the church. That's why that church is so damn popular in East New York. Can't nobody tell me nothing.
Nothing. To this day.
Now, to this day. Honestly say, and my mom should be proud of me, I blessed the church with my dancing.
There you go.
I'll tell you one thing. I was never booed, and I did my thing with Louis Vaga. And I sure made it. Let's put it this way. I made him use his guitar and do those chords for a good 7 minutes.
Now,
if you could dance on stage for 7 minutes with you're a good musician looking at your ass and trying to pull up on your ass, I don't know what you call that, but I'm gonna give myself a pat on the back. And say, that's a win.
That's such a win. I tell you,
I wasn't no groupie, so please don't put me out there as groupie.
No,
that's some judgmental folks. I wasn't no groupie. I was just there to show my skills.
Listen, I'm gonna tell you about something. If you something about Dominicans, I can definitely say growing up Dominican, you're so attached to music, and like dancing is in your DNA. Like dancing merengue, but bachata un típico, okay, is in your blood. So to grow up, that's just natural. I have family members or musicians. How many times have we gone, like New Year's Day, go to somebody's house after 12 o'clock, de cabalar hasta las 5 la mañana?
That's every year. That's a tradition.
That's our family. Like, our family does that. They have a, let me tell you about my family, okay? Because my mother's side, as you guys know, is Dominican. So you spend, like, you're really, like your tías and stuff. You do, like, the midnight thing. So as soon as, like, 12:01 hits, pa la fiesta. It's like, okay, I'm here, 11:59, 12:01, I'm out, bitches. I'm about to go to another family member's house, which now my cousins are musicians. So now they're going to sit there and play in the basement. And we're there till 5 a.m. And don't matter what day of the week it is. I want to tell you that because we don't know what concept of time is in my family.
The best way I could sum it up is you have a thing called bar hopping. Well, we went house hopping.
Yes.
New Year's.
Yes.
This is what we literally used to do. It would start since 6 o'clock in the afternoon.
There you go.
It would not stop until 6 o'clock in the morning the next day.
12 hours of like nonstop. And I remember my mom. A marathon. A bailar.
And if you ended up in a bathroom, a closet, under somebody's bed,
it's fine. It's fine.
You entered the new year as a winner.
That's it. You were family, so you're okay. Like, really.
For real.
It was okay. Oh my God, I miss those parties. Or let me share this with y'all how crazy my family is. They have a block party. What is it? Labor Day weekend every year?
It's not Labor Day. It's Memorial Weekend.
It's in May?
It's in May, yes.
Okay. I knew it was one of those.
It's easy to confuse. Yeah, we confuse each other. The two are easily confused. But it's Memorial Weekend. So what we usually have is an annual block party on Memorial Weekend that it's insane.
It's insane.
Out, yes, it literally starts out with...
Innocent.
A party of a few family folks.
Vicky.
And then it grows into the entire block. Now, mind you, we take out the block party permits because subconsciously we know little is going to multiply into a lot.
A lot. So
for those
fast.
Who are not Dominican, when you hear a Dominican say, oh, tenemos una cuanta gente, un chin de gente, or, no, a few, just a few. Just know it's coming.
It's that, coming. Don't believe them.
Means, that usually a means lot. A whole block. A whole block. And when I mean a block, a block.
It's a block.
Block.
But the funny shit is, it's in the house and they take a permit.
It is.
For a house party. Yes.
It's a permit for the entire block, but it's also a permit to have that block party because
that's crazy.
We know that the party's going to be in a house where it's going to be a lot of loud music. And what mm-hmm. we have is usually we have a lot of food, a lot of liquor.
Mm-hmm.
We have music bumping.
And a hookah because you got to have hookah.
We have hookah. We have a top-notch DJ there. And we also have a live Perico Ripiao band.
Uh-huh.
That somehow always shows up. Let me tell you something about these Perico Ripiao bands.
I can't.
If you think they're cheap, I'm going to tell you mm-mm. right now. That's a
they're not.
Bold-faced lie. They are not cheap. They're asking for your money, and you got to bargain that shit. Either with food, with something. Hell,
with something.
Sobrina,
con alguien.
Yeah, listen.
Con alguien.
We got to get our bargaining skills up to par with these folks because at the end of the day, they make the party. They really do liven up the party. I can honestly tell you that the last annual Memorial Bash that I went to, and this was pre-COVID.
Okay.
It was amazing. I didn't leave until like 6 o'clock in the morning.
But it has seen.
It was so many people there. I don't even remember who the hell, like who ended up with who. Like it was so hard to follow. Too many people, so much liquor. I have to give a shout out and credit to the organizers, to the committee, which has to be Patora, Carol, yes. Hector, Madeline. I mean, these folks, they literally go out their way
to
throw the only party at their house. The house belongs to them.
And it does.
For them to just give it out there for everybody, and I mean everybody.
Everybody. I mean, everybody it doesn't just be like.
And just throw a bash there. It's amazing. Yes.
It's amazing. Yeah. And I tell you, it's like mad food. You don't know how this food come from. Somebody's cooked it for sure. And then mad liquor. I'm like, what the hell does this liquor come from? It's just all over the place. Like, it's everywhere.
I'm telling you, it is amazing. It's a it lot is. Of liquor, but it's amazing food because it's catered. Is. And at the same time, it's like people leave out of there with a good feeling of saying, damn, I had a blast. Now, for those folks that have kids, don't think that they don't think about everything and everything because they're a top-notch spot where they covered everything from the kids to the dogs. So you got kids, we're gonna
bring them
bouncy houses, we're gonna throw clowns, we're gonna throw babysitters, we're gonna have these young folks starting to learn how to babysit. I call that babysitting training for the teenagers because what they do is that they show up thinking that they're gonna show up for a party, thinking that they're gonna, you know, catch some waves. And what they're really gonna learn is, you're gonna learn how to babysit because you're gonna have to babysit a bunch of freaking kids while the adults, as ourselves, end up having a good old time.
And we do.
Forget it. They got people, they got the dog lovers upstairs, which is normally the old folks.
Sitting there's something for everybody.
TV, watching TV and taking care of the dogs and the cats for you.
That's it. So, there's something for everybody.
Our family, I can honestly tell you, is just a creative bunch that just know how to have a hell of
a good time. They know how to have a good time. We do. That's something about us. There's always going to be food. There's always going to be liquor.
We're Dominicans. What can I tell you?
Yes.
We have to be loud.
We got to be loud.
We are loud.
Loud.
We're very loud. And if we're not loud, we got to be the loudest.
Yes.
There's competition. There's levels to this shit. There's levels of Dominicanness.
Yes, there is.
To learn. I'm telling you, I think I even want to put a blueprint out there.
That don't know.
We're
loud. We're some funny people. I'll tell you. loud. Like my family, like if I introduce you to my family, that's one thing. I was like, hey, my family is loud, so prepárate, because aquí, this is how we are. This is how we always been. And you know, it's just the way I will never forget. Remember Marisol?
Yes.
I'm gonna tell you a story about her. So it was my brother's birthday. Oh my God, it's many years ago. So she's old. My mom had, I think it was, yeah, it was his birthday. And you know my Sonia. So Sonia asked, yes. And so Marisol's Nicaraguense. Yes. So Dominicans speak really fast. So she goes and asks Marisol, hey, you want some cake? But she didn't understand. She thought that my aunt yelled at her because she speaks so loud. Oh, so she comes over to me. She goes, I think your aunt yelled at me. I was like, no, she just asked if you want some cake.
She's just loud. That's a polite way of saying, no, girl. She's just loud.
She's loud. Like, and then when they talk, it sounds like a gallineria. Like, the gallinas are out.
Prima, how many times has the Dominicanness come out of me when I get mad? So for you listeners, let me tell you something about myself. When I get mad, think of it.
Oh my God.
Think of me as like a pressure cooker.
Oh my God.
When it starts boiling, you start seeing that little top that goes.
That's you.
My mouth does the same thing. I start. And at work, this happens so frequently that people be like, okay, I didn't understand.
I can't.
Send me a memo, because I just can't. I can't. I can't deal with it.
I can't deal with it.
How many times have I had people tell me, oh my God, what just happened? And how do you talk so fast like that?
It happens. It does. It happens.
What I always tell them is, you should have never pissed me off. If you would have never pissed me off, I would have spoken to you in a nice, soft, nice voice where you could understand. But when you piss me off, hey, I turn into a gremlin. Here it comes.
Oh my God. That's so funny, because I always refer myself as the Hulk, because I just like... I'm David Banner, you know, okay, got my stuff together, but when my ass is hot, I turn green. I'm like, wow, you know what I'm saying?
You're about to fucking smash it.
I have a coffee mug that is like the Hulk's fist, because I'm like, yeah, that's me sometimes, but I've learned, you know, with some help with meditation and learn how to manage, I'm good, but I'm just saying, the Hulk is not good. The Dominican Hulk is not gonna be good.
I will tell you what I tell everybody, what my excuse is. I get it from my mama.
Oh, shit. Bueno, no.
There you got it. There you got it.
Yo, it's true. That's not what I want from my mama. No.
Sir, you have a problem with that? You can take that up with my mother. Feel free to speak to my mother about it.
Yes,
I got it from my mama. I you know, we should do a t-shirt that says that.
We should.
I get it from my mama. I got it from my mama.
No, we had another t-shirt idea, and I can't remember right now. Oh, feo o tú estás feo para la foto.
Tú estás feo. Or no. I know.
I know. That's a Dominican thing.
I know.
I'm good. Oh my God. I'll tell y'all what. We could talk forever. If y'all don't know that, like, we talk about a few times like a week. I mean, you saw it 3 or 4 times a week. We have all these conversations.
And we don't talk. You know, yes. Somebody's going to be calling 911.
Texting something. And that's why we have stories for days. So, you know, this is not going to last time I'm going to have my cousin on here. But I want you to share one thing. What have you learned in this year of 2021?
That's a good one. That's a really, really good one. I can tell you, from my perspective, I learned that you need to be more patient with people. So I've learned that the patience where I don't have, or the areas where I don't have patience, I have to learn that I have to put more patience into it, because let's face it, folks, this pandemic has changed everything. Mm-hmm. It's changed everything from social interaction to the workforce to everything. And yeah, unfortunately, you have to learn to be more patient. Not so much tolerant, because I'm not saying you got to put up with shit that you don't like. If you don't like something, girl, call it what it is and be on your fucking way. But yeah, patience is one thing that I've learned to be, because I know that this pandemic hasn't been easy for a lot of folks. And I know that it's been very hard. And I'm a very compassionate person. So I feel that patience is a virtue. So, you know, I learned that we just have to be patient with one another. You don't understand something, you don't understand another person, be patient. Be patient with yourself. Be patient with the other person. Take your time to learn things. Take your time. Be patient with your goals. Be patient with things that you want to put out into existence and things that you want, you know, to realize or come to fruition. Because patience is key.
It is.
I feel like when you rush also, things don't happen. And I think that that's where your patience level has to kick in. So I feel like patience has been the biggest thing for me in 2021. And I'm learning. I'm learning. I'm just learning. We got to always keep on learning. We got to always keep on communicating. We have to also show love to other people, empower one another, because it's not easy.
Yeah.
So, you know, these are goals.
Yeah.
You hear my dog in the background?
That's Lulu. She made a little entrance, which is all good. But
Lulu made a small little cameo.
Yeah, she's a little cameo. So, you know, it is what it is. We live, we film, you know, we're recording, so it happens. But yeah, 2021 has been, you know, it's crazy, because I feel like 2020, of course, was a lot, right, for all of us. Yeah. And then going 2021 is almost like a continuation, in the sense of, like, we're still in the pandemic, you know, we're still managing our lives. But I feel like 2021 was really showing us how we need to learn how, well, to do with what we want as people, you know, focus on ourselves, detach from the things that are not really
important.
Helping, yes, like helping, or, you know, important, like to really understand those things. And I think that 2021 for me has been a lot of that detachment and understanding that we're here for a short time, not a long time. So get to do the things that you want to do and go for them. You know, even if you're scared, just do it, because fear is always going to be around. So fuck it. Take a chance on yourself.
Fear is your enemy. Always.
It is. Always. So I want to thank you for being on the podcast tonight. I appreciate
you. Thank you for having me.
Yes.
Girls. Hey.
Hey. Yay. Kicking a little bit. Sharing this, Miss Premia. And, you know, as always, I appreciate my listeners and you guys for tuning in every week. Y hasta la próxima. Stay tuned. Be good, people.
Yay.
Ciao. Hey, gorgeous people. As you know, I love to bring content that feels good to my listeners and for me to record as the host of the podcast. So I had to bring my cousin. Our conversations are priceless. And the last time I had her on here was back in April 15, 2019, on season 2, episode 14, if you want to check that out. So, of course, naturally, I had to do a part 2. My cousin is more like a sister to me, and so I wanted to share our vibe with you guys again. So enjoy this episode. This week's affirmation is, you are not your past. Hey, gorgeous people, one last thing. You can find the podcast on the following platforms:
Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, Breaker, CastBox, Overcast, Pocket Cast, and Radio Public. You can listen to the podcast really on any platform that you prefer to listen to this episode or any of my episodes. And one last thing, leave us a review on iTunes. That's the way they can find us. The more the reviews are on there, the more the podcast gets to be seen. As always, I appreciate you guys. And until the next one, have a good one.